This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine is celebrating a symbolic win against Russia in a war that has now lasted 50 days, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says the Russians only gave his people 5 days, tops, but they've made it 10 times longer, praising those who showed Russian warships can sail away, even if it's to the bottom of the sea. Ukrainian officials claim missile strikes sank a Russian-guided missile cruiser yesterday. Moscow acknowledges losing the vessel, but says it was due to damage from a fire, not an attack. Either way, the Pentagon's John Kirby says the loss will hurt Russia, but it's unclear how much.
They still have quite a bit of naval capability.
Moscow is now accusing Ukraine of airstrikes in Russia and promising to step up strikes on Ukraine's capital. Kirby said yesterday other areas should get ready too.
Not just Kyiv, but other cities in Ukraine could still come under threat.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The threat of intensified attacks on Kyiv came after Russian authorities accused Ukraine of wounding 7 people and damaging about 100 residential buildings with airstrikes on Bryansk, a region bordering Ukraine and Russia. Authorities in another border region of Russia also reported Ukrainian shelling Thursday. A renewed bombardment could return Kyiv's residents to the steady wail of air raid sirens heard during the early days of Russia's invasion and to fearful night sheltering in subway stations. The capital has displayed tentative signs of pre-war life after Russian troops failed to capture the city and retreated to concentrate on eastern Ukraine, leaving behind evidence of possible war crimes. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Clashes between Israeli police and Palestinians at the Al-Aqsa Mosque in Jerusalem have left more than 150 Palestinians injured. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Associated Press footage shows Palestinians hurling stones at police at the Al-Aqsa compound and people running as explosions, likely stun grenades, go off. In other footage, police corner protesters outside the mosque, with at least one man being beaten. Israel says its forces entered the mosque to remove rocks and stones that had been gathered in anticipation of violence. The mosque is the third holiest site in Islam. It's built on a hilltop that's the most sacred site for Jews, who refer to it as the Temple Mount. Israeli-Palestinian tensions have soared in recent weeks. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Cameroon says it has deployed several hundred troops to Kumbo after separatists killed 4 top government officials on duty this week. Moki Edwin Kendezga reports.
Cameroon says it is saddened by separatist fighters on ending attacks on government workers in its English-speaking northwest and southwest regions. Separatists have been fighting to create an independent English-speaking state in the majority French-speaking nation since 2017. The government says the latest victims of separatist brutality are 4 top prison officials in the northwest region who were killed Tuesday by the fighters. The Cameroon military says one of the prison staff was shot and killed, while 3 others were beaten with machetes until they died. Separatists have claimed responsibility for the attack and shared videos on social media, including Facebook and WhatsApp, showing how the officials were killed. The military on Friday said several hundred troops have been deployed to track and arrest or kill fighters responsible for the act. Cameroon says at least 700 government workers, particularly teachers, have been abducted since the separatist crisis started. Scores have been killed by suspected fighters. The UN says Cameroon's separatist crisis that degenerated into an armed conflict in 2017 has killed at least 3,300 people, with 750,000 internally displaced. Moki Edwin Kinzeka for VOA News, Yaoundé.
Our top story, Ukraine celebrating a symbolic win in the Russian war that has now lasted 50 days. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.